Hello, welcome to the Pandya Arbitration Global Podcast. And it's just myself, Dr. Abhijit Pandya, in the studio today, just to have some contemplation over the difficult times that we've now gone through in 2020. I'm sure everyone's fed up of hearing the word coronavirus or COVID, and sick of hearing the rather tragic amount of deaths that this virus has created around the world, and the huge disruption that it's caused in the global economy. Now, in the majority of developed states, there are over 90% of the economies are small, medium-sized enterprises, which are mostly enterprises who employ between 10 and 100 people. And there is a lot of loans offered, government-backed schemes in different economies. And one of the questions people are asking is whether they go for this sort of thing. Now, we don't, obviously, as a firm, advise on loans. But bearing in mind that the virus is not completely cleared and it may have variations and may come back, further debt for a lot of people may be not necessarily a good, wise, long-term solution, even though in the short term it might alleviate some cash. Because the people who are most in trouble now that we've seen, well, the businesses are the most in trouble, are those that were over-leveraged, those who had a lot of debt. What coronavirus has done is given us all an opportunity to think deeper about where we want our future as human beings to go. I'm sure it's brought to everyone's mind the vulnerability of life. Life is very short. And at the moment, we are abusing our environment and to the detriment of future generations. And we struggle to come to terms with that because we can't see the destruction that we are unleashing upon, for example, the sea or the oceans. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we shouldn't take responsibility by taking proactive steps, for example, to avoid all the use of plastics or minimise them as much as possible, to reuse plastic bags, and where possible, avoid going to the supermarket without one's own plastic bag. And that's just not... we're not preaching that. We're suggesting that it's simply a matter of our moral duty to not adversely affect sea life with plastics, where birds and fish are infested with the broken down plastic. And of course, we eat a lot of that, those birds and fish, and certainly fish, and that's all going back into our systems, causing cancers and so on. And the quality of sea life will affect future generations, because these toxins basically get trapped in the water cycle. And the greatest contemplation is should capitalism be just about us making money, or should it be sustainable? And should companies or businesses contribute to human development in a far greater way than they already do? For example, by looking at corporate social responsibility, and actually actively taking part in assisting less well-off communities and less economically developed countries. The reason this is brought to life is because we've seen the attacks by both the Trump administration and some other countries on international institutions, which are normally empowered to deal with global development concerns and to alleviate poverty. And those, since the Second World War, have not managed to do that successfully. It's causing to question how actively businesses can get involved in alleviating poverty by allowing people to come and see how they operate as far as non-confidential materials are concerned and non-confidential operation activities of businesses are concerned, but also to also get the opportunity to see how big companies work. For many parts of the world where there's no established credit system and there's no established system of business growth, it would be a fantastic opportunity for young people, certainly, to travel and see, once coronavirus is over, how developed economies work, and not enough of those people get an opportunity to see that. Often it is by seeing that we are inspired to emulate and to inspire ourselves, to push ourselves further. And it shouldn't be just the case that we're deprived of that opportunity by way of our background, or in terms of the opportunities our background affords, or the fact that we happen to be born in a country that's less well off than another country. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, of course, also doing business in a sustainable way, which is not just for profit, but creating value back to the customer, and not forcing things upon customers that they otherwise don't need or want. So that is also another work for ethical capitalism. And if we start doing that, we'll also be creating a better ethical framework for decision-making in management. And also, we will be alleviating some of those bigger problems by more active business intervention in society. So those are kind of, you know, my own personal reflections on coronavirus, and because it's really brought to the surface the vulnerability of life. In terms of law firms, we know law firms need to do more proactive work to prevent the use of their services, because their services are parasitical on economies. So we need to see, less contract drafting that goes on and on and bills clients significantly, and less litigation. And we need to look at ways of preventing contract breaches and preventing litigation from arising in terms of management and performance and behavioural improvements within companies, from the way they procure and the way they interact with other companies and other businesses. And also internally, in terms of the way they treat their employees, if there was more fair-handedness towards employees on promotions and redundancies, there would be less disputes in tribunals and courts, and in turn that money could be saved for more important welfare services that are particularly badly needed in these circumstances, where the health services in many countries are struggling. And of course, as a firm, we would like people to not carry a burden to the taxpayer on dealing with their disputes. We prefer people to arrange their own private arrangements, hence we promote arbitration, because that doesn't impact on social policy in the way that funding for courts does. By not taking a case to court, but by privately mediating or settling or going to an arbitration, the parties are paying for their own falling out themselves, and that should be their responsibility and not the responsibility of the general population. So those are our brief reflections on what's happened so far, I will be enlarging on some of those topics, particularly those of social corporate responsibility and poverty, over the next following weeks. Thank you.